Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Platforms and talk about how screwed up the organization is for sitting them down. But Aaron Rodgers might do that. And so if you're the Browns, the last thing you need is any more drama.
Yeah, well, I got two things to respond to that. Number one, if that's the case, and it's a fair point, then I wouldn't want to bomb the New York Giants. Because
yes.
I need to be in a position to sit my veteran quarterback, even if his name is Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Like, the beauty of Aaron Rodgers is that he gives me the best chance to win, but I still want to draft and develop a young quarterback, and I will sit Aaron Rodgers if either I'm not winning enough games or I'm loving the development of the young kid I drafted. If what you just laid out about why it didn't make sense for Cleveland
right.
is the case, then I would have major pause if I'm the New York Giants. Because I would want to do the exact same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think that might be the case with the Giants.
My answer to him, though, on why he's not connected to the Cleveland Browns is pretty simple. And I don't think it has anything to do with the Cleveland Browns. I think it has to do with the fact that Aaron Rodgers has zero interest. I think that Aaron Rodgers has an interest in only playing for a team that he thinks can win. Now, I understand the reaction would be, well, what about the Giants? I think the Giants are an exception. Because he loves New Jersey. He loved being here. And so the Giants are easy.
Yeah.
It's the same reason he wanted to stay with the Jets. Let's not forget that. Aaron Rodgers wanted to stay here. The Jets were the deciders to break it up. Well, why did he want to stay here? He probably likes the house he has. He probably likes the area. He likes listening to the fan.
Right.
He loves having someone else pump his own gas. He loves the pizza. He loves everything about this area. And that's, to me, why the Giants are in on him, or at least have a chance. The Browns are losers. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers was ever going to waste his time with a losing situation unless it came in the package of the great state of New Jersey, which is what the Jets and Giants can offer. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, you're right. And it's simplistic, but it might be simplistic when it comes down to it. And so... like I honestly think Aaron Rodgers, just to go back to your prediction on him, is contemplating not doing it anymore. Because if there's not an ideal situation for him to go somewhere and try to win a championship, Minnesota might have been the best bet, and they're already out on him. Why is he going to just continue to be journeyman-ish?
Right.
Have another disappointing season, wherever, whether it's Cleveland or New York or wherever, and then... want to be released next year and then have to do it all. Like, why would you keep doing that?
Right.
So just to me, it doesn't make sense if it's not a potential winner for Aaron Rodgers.
Now, I want to get to this guy because this guy has a problem that I haven't even picked up yet about Tiki Barber. And I think this should be addressed. Roscoe in Brooklyn. Roscoe, it's good to hear from you.
What's up, baby?
What's up, man? Now, I'm curious. What is your issue right now that's kind of burgeoning, if you will, with Tiki Barber?
You know, I'm the originator. When we asked Craigie a couple years back, who was he going to root for? And every year we had a big decision. And every year we brought in balloons and popcorn and ice cream and pizza for every Friday. Evan, you messed up on that one. Anyway, on another note, Tiki Barber.
What up?
My man. I've been hearing little jitters. And I don't know, Tiki. Did you abandon ship on us, Tiki?
What are you talking about? You talking about the Yanks?
I'm talking about, Tiki.
You talking about the
Yanks? Last year with everything, Yanks. And I'm not going to mention that traitor's name, because I would never. He's dead to me. I just want to know, Tiki.
You only had him for a second, Roscoe.
Listen, man. I don't even know about baseball this year, man. I'm sad, bro. I'm sad, man. Tiki, Evan, you owe me some tickets, man. You owe me a game. I still haven't forgotten you. But, Tiki, we want to know. The public wants to know. Who is Tiki Barber rooting for? Is it the Empire Yankees, or is it the amazing My Team Sucks Mets?
No, it is not.
Thank you, Roscoe.
That was intense. I didn't know that I was creating a controversial decision out there.
I think
just because I'm a non-hater, unlike everybody else at this station, especially on our show, who aggressively hates on the team that they don't like. Look, I told you guys why I'm a Yankee fan, because I got to know Yankees. He's one of my best buddies. We're going to the Hall of Fame up in July, up in with my first time in
Cooperstown.
I keep wanting to say Canton.
Great Lake
is it up there in Cooperstown. And so I became a Yankee fan because I was friends with the Yankee players.
So let me clarify here, because I think Roscoe's concerned about the way you've talked about the Yankees leading up to this season. So let's just get this clarified.
But how have I talked about them?
You're very negative.
No, I'm not negative. I'm just concerned about the injuries, and I hate spring training because...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All they did was lose people this year.
So you are just a concerned Yankee fan. You're not abandoning ship.
100%.
Okay.
I am concerned because I was reading an article this morning, actually, and it seems like Oswaldo Cabrera is going to be our starting third baseman. And I'm like, all right, That 230 career average ain't great, man. Let me just go look at some advanced stats. So I pulled up some fan graphs and started checking out, peeping out Oswaldo Cabrera. He had a pretty good spring.
Isn't
hit
that
310, had a couple home runs here and there, but his swing rate out of the zone increased by a lot. But his takes on bad pitches, I mean, it's just one of those things where you get nervous because it doesn't feel certain.
So here's what we got, Roscoe, and for anyone else who had concerns. Tiki Barber is not a team whore the way Craig Carton is.
That's the most important thing. I don't hate the Mets.
Right.
I actually appreciate the Mets.
No, you do.
And in fact, when you talk to the people, our good friends at the Cadillac Club, hey, man.
Oh, yeah. You
any,
love that.
Any day.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Jamie.
You are not becoming a Met fan. You're not leaving your Yankee fandom. You are just concerned about the Yankees going into the season.
Yes. I'm actually concerned about the Mets, too, if I was being an IBO.
See? He's just a concerned baseball fan. So he's not leaving the Yankees. We're not having some big celebration to determine what team he's rooting for this year. He's just a Yankee fan. And the proof that he's a Yankee fan is what he said at the end of that story, which is he was looking at the advanced stats of Oswaldo Cabrera. That's how you know. That's how you know. And by the way, speaking of Oswaldo Cabrera, you were looking at the advanced stats. I was playing a game earlier this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking to myself, how many different opening day third basemen have the Yankees had in the post-A-Rod era? Because the Yankees, if you think about their history, it's not littered with great third basemen. Like, they've got a few. I mean, A-Rod was great. Wade Boggs was towards the end of his career. He was solid. Obviously, Craig Nettles. But they don't have legendary Hall of Fame third basemen. It's not a part of their lineage. But A-Rod was great. So is this an A-Rod curse? So if you don't mind, Sean, Tiki would very much struggle with this. I think most people would.
Right.
Can you name every starting third baseman the Yankees have had since Alex Rodriguez was no longer their third baseman? And I'll help you out because A-Rod got suspended, missed a year, then came back as a DH. The last time A-Rod started on opening day at third base was 2012. So it was a long time ago.
Jeez. 13 years.
So it's been.
I can't even remember who started at the beginning of last year.
Well, let's start there. Do you know who started at the beginning of last year?
Oswaldo Cabrera.
One for one.
Oh, that's right. We did this last week.
Yeah.
The Oswaldo Cabrera part.
Right.
Do you know who started in 2023?
Was it Josh Donaldson?
That's what I was going to say.
It was Josh Donaldson. Yeah. He also did 2022.
Right.
So you got two in a row with Donaldson.
This is where you're going to lose.
2021, the starting third baseman.
Ooh. Oh, Dan, did you just blow it for me, Connor? Gio Urshela?
Gio Urshela is correct. He did it in 21 and 20.
All right.
2019.
Miguel Andujar?
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
2018.
Sheesh.
No shot. No shot.
No
shot.
No.
Hey, Connor, can you stop cheating?
Was he right?
I didn't hear him. I just hear voices.
I said it's got to be Chase Headley.
It is not Chase Headley.
No, he's a little earlier than that.
2018. Was he a good player? Good little player?
Is he a good player in baseball, or was he good for the Yankees? Because those are two different things.
Oh, okay. Did he play for the San Francisco Giants?
The guy's had some success in his career. Did not have success with the New York Yankees.
Did he go play for the Giants?
I'm not giving you hints. Just guess yes or no.
Because I don't know the name, but I'm picturing the guy.
I'm going to give you the answer.
All right.
It's not Tyro Estrada.
Okay.
The answer is Brandon Drury.
Oh,
Brandon Drury.
I don't even remember him as a
2017.
Chase Headley.
That would be Chase Headley. And Headley did it 3 years in a row. 17, 16, and 15.
You
Headley.
You could bank on Chase. Okay.
You could bank on Headley. In 2014, who was the starting Yankees third baseman?
Woo! So this is the first one after A-Rod, or
no,
two?
No, there's two more. You're almost there.
2014. We're not talking about like Eduardo Nunez.
No, the guy played for the Mets. This is a guy who played for both the Mets and the Yankees.
Was he a Met prior to this 2014 Yankee stint?
He was not.
He went to the Mets after.
He went to the Mets after. We love taking your leftovers.
I still have no idea.
The answer is Kelly Johnson.
Oh, my God. He had big nostrils. That I remember.
And finally, 2013. I'm not even going to let you guess. The answer was Jason Nix. Jason Nix.
I thought Jason Nix had a future. I remember him.
So
okay.
Think about that. That's eight third basemen who have started on opening day since 2013. It's probably going to be Oswaldo Cabrera, though Evan Roberts' brain continues to report that it will eventually be Nolan Arenado.
It's not happening.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.